For the second time in 2 years, tragedy has struck at the University of East Anglia's sports park. Second-year medical student Mohammed Faraj died while using the gym equipment. He was pronounced dead at the scene. An inquest has now opened. Norfolk Coroner's Court heard that medical student Mohammed Faraj died from a traumatic head injury. Mohammed was born on June the 25th, 2003 in Stoke-on-Trent and was living at the UEA at the time of his death. Norfolk Police and Ambulance Service were called to the UEA Sports Park following reports of a medical emergency. Despite the efforts of the paramedics, the student was pronounced dead at the scene. The gym at the UEA Sports Park has now reopened after a period of closure while the Health and Secretary Executive, HSE, investigated the incident. A spokesman for the UEA Sports Park said, "We are continuing to support the Health and Safety Executive with their inquiries, and the university has decided to keep the related item of equipment out of public use until further notice while the HSE investigation remains." One student at the UEA said it's believed Mohammed was using the Smith machine, an assisted weight machine with a barbell fixed in place, at the time of his death. Two people using the gym are believed to have given him CPR until the ambulance crews arrived and took over. There is no suggestion of any wrongdoing on the part of the staff at the sports park.
Pioneering Norfolk researchers have identified the genes which help plants grow in stressful conditions, a breakthrough which could help produce more climate-resilient food crops. A study led by the University of East Anglia is the first to reveal how plants make an anti-stress molecule known as DMSP. It shows that while most plants make DMSP, high-level production of this molecule allows plants to grow under stress, for example, in salty conditions at the coast. Researchers studied a species of salt marsh cordgrass, Spartina anglica, which produces high levels of DMSP, and then compared its genes with those from other plants that mainly produce the molecule at low concentration, including barley and wheat crops. The study also shows that plants can be grown under other stressful conditions, such as drought, when they are supplemented with DMSP, or if plants are created that make their own DMSP. This approach could benefit crops in nitrogen-poor soils and help improve agricultural productivity. The research, published in the journal Nature Communications, was funded by the Natural Environment Research Council and the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council.
A man who delivers thousands of newspapers every day has entrenched himself as the backbone of the community. Tony Smith from Cringleford delivers roughly 2,000 papers a day from his unit in Hewitt Yard off Hall Road with the help of his younger brother Kevin. The 67-year-old bought the site, which he named News Direct, almost 25 years ago and has built his reputation on keeping the public up to date. Tony, who's been in the trade since he was 18, said, "My mum and dad had a newsagent's, a shop in Reefham. I actually trained as a motor mechanic and got my apprenticeship, but had the opportunity to buy a paper round, which I paid £350 for, and started from there. I got rid of the shops in the late 90s and started News Direct in 2000. We sell the papers to shops, businesses and around 1,000 residential customers around the city." Despite only having 2 or 3 years left in the trade, Tony believes the future of the written word will carry on. He added, "I still think there's a future for print because there's still a lot of people, maybe if it's just once or twice a week, who want to have a physical newspaper in their hands."
Plans to add 250 car parking spaces to a multi-storey on the edge of the city have been given the green light. The project will see the four-storey facility at Rosalind Franklin Road in Coney expanded from 794 spaces to 1,041, with the new spaces added to the northeast of the site. It is currently used by staff and visitors to Norwich Research Park and NNN Hospital. Applicant Carter Design Group said the expansion has been designed to reflect the appearance and finish of the existing car park and would not exceed the overall height of this structure. A series of assessments and reports carried out by the group confirmed that no adverse impacts would be made on local ecology as a result of the build, and no changes are proposed to the access routes in and out of Rosalind Franklin Road. While there was no objection to additional parking in the area, Norfolk County Council's Highway Department suggested steps be taken to ensure that enough spaces were provided to the hospital rather than just the research park, in accordance with the Greater Norwich Local Plan. Opened in 2021, plans to expand the car park were put forward in December last year to support future demand at the hospital and research park.
One of the city's busiest streets was plunged into chaos after emergency services worked to bring a man down from a nearby multi-storey car park. St Stephen Street was cordoned off for 2 hours after a lone figure was spotted on top of the NCP car park. The dramatic scenes brought the usually bustling street to a standstill, with shops forced to shut and traffic diverted. Onlookers witnessed the man pace up and down along the edge of the car park's fencing while a police cordon was set up. One of the bus drivers stuck in the queue said, "I was here about 9:15 a.m. and there was a black car in the middle of the road. At first, I thought it might have been a driver trying to turn round, but then I saw a police jump out of it and asked us not to move." Roughly 2 hours after arriving, the police extended the cordon down to Sainsbury's and Superdrug while continuing to bring the man down. He was talked into coming down by negotiators at 11:23 a.m.
City folk have won their latest battle against pizza chains wanting to extend their opening times. Neighbours campaigning to stop Domino's on Coleman Road from staying open to 4 a.m. are celebrating after the takeaway has its application rejected. Norwich City Council has decided that the takeaway giant's plans to extend its hours from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. were not considered appropriate within a predominantly residential environment. The potential for unmanaged noise generated from the late night use of the business from both customers and delivery drivers is considered to be harmful to the amenity of nearby neighbours. Local Liberal Democrat councillor Judith Lubbock has been strongly opposed to the plans from the start. They would have set a precedent for the other takeaways in Coleman Road, and there are several. There is no nighttime economy in that area. It isn't like Riverside or Prince of Wales Road. However, plans are still in the pipeline for the nearby Papa John's to open until 4 a.m, with Norwich City Council still considering the outcome. They are due to make their decision imminently.